Hey, big hockey tilt tonight at the arena with Jackson United and Looming Christie. I'd like a nickel for every game this guy's coached over the years. Mike, you didn't coach Rocket Richard, did you?
I didn't, Greg, but I certainly could have used him on a few of my teams.
Probably seems like it. How many years, Mike?
This is my 36th year.
Goodness. So you're still having fun, right?
I am still having fun. A little bit of a different year this year, but you know, as we all do, we adjust and we move on from there.
Yeah, you had a real nice team last year. What does this year look like?
You know, we were 23-4 last year, and we have you know, 8 seniors returning. Although we already lost one Brody Dalton tryout for the season. And 11 returnees from last year's team. You know, we lost some key guys, some key goaltending and defensive guys, and but we really brought back a lot of our scoring. I mean, 4 of our top 5 scorers returned from that team. So, you know, we're pretty excited about what we have.
Yeah, you got off to a great start because you beat your old nemesis there.
Yeah, Chelsea. Yeah, normally we don't open up with them, but good game for us. Very pleased with the effort. We weren't sure what we were going to see, but things worked out. It's always nice to get your first win, and always nice to get a win against Chelsea.
Yeah, everything's kind of up in the air, isn't it, Mike?
It is, Greg. I mean, you know, everybody's dealing with you know, things as far as the pandemic is shutting a lot of things down. And, you know, we weren't certain if we were going to go. You know, we got in a couple weeks of practice in November and we're shut down for, you know, 2.5 months. But we're back out here and, you know, the guys are positive. They're just happy to be playing on the ice. And, you know, they're following all the COVID protocols and doing what they need to do to be safe. And, you know, we get to play some hockey and we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, no, I was looking at your schedule. You're jamming in really a dozen games or so in about a month.
Yeah, it's really a five week schedule, and most teams are, you know, trying to play the max, which is about 3 games a week. So it'll be pretty intense, but we think it's doable, and then you get a little bit of a run in the playoffs at the end of March.
Will it be a normal playoff, Mike?
Well, it is normal to a certain extent. Normally, playoffs are 3 weeks long, and they did shorten it up to 2 weeks, which is, you know, what we had probably 7-8 years ago anyway. So it's not that different. And you know, the way that we're playing 3 games a week anyways, it's not that big a difference in the playoffs. So I think, again, everybody's pretty positive about it and happy to be playing.
So how long you want to keep doing this?
I guess as long as my wife Julie allows me to do it. Which she keeps asking me why I keep doing it. She shakes her head, but I'm still having fun doing it. And, you know, Lumen's allowing me to continue to have some fun with it. So we're still, I'd still say that we're on a year-to-year basis, which I think we all are.
Yeah. Well, you've done a great job with that program because it certainly one of the most respected probably in Michigan.
Well, thank you, Greg. And, you know, we've had some great players come through, just some great kids, period. And I'm lucky to have had great coaching staff because, really, the assistant coaches really do a ton of work. And, you know, without them, it wouldn't be as much fun. And but they bring a lot to the team and a lot of passion into it. You know, they're volunteering their time and put a lot of time in.
Who's helping you this year?
Oh, we got, Steve Dunnigan finally retired.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, I know. And but Steve Lafleur is helped me out this year again, along with you know, Billy Carr and Mike Hauer, Steve Chmielewski, and then Tony Mogul is running our defense this year. So good coaching staff, and we've been pretty happy so far with how things are working out.
Well, off to a great start. Good luck tonight, Mike.
Thanks, Greg. We appreciate it. Should be a good game tonight.
Yeah, take care. Who can get in? Nobody?
Well, it's two spectators per participant, and I'm pretty sure all those tickets are gone.
Okay.
So I know you guys got us on the radio tonight.
Yep.
So kind of takes us back a little bit and, you know, sit back and listen to the game tonight.
There you go. Mike Mortella joining us. Long time hockey boss at Lumen Christi.